the cities of refuge. There shall be 6 cities for refuge. Numbers 35 and verse 6. Refuge has a very sweet sound, especially to a believer. It is as a haven to a storm-tossed ship. The Lord Jesus stands as a believer's refuge and a safe and lasting shelter through endless days. A refuge is a sort of an asylum for certain persons to have recourse to for safety when in danger of life. They were cities to flee into. And to them the apostle alludes when he speaks of some who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before them. Hebrews 6 and verse 18. Here, they were, those who sought refuge were received, retained, protected, and sheltered. Now look first at the hunted ones. The hunted. The case here presented is that man without intent might stain his hands in human blood. They were not for any and everyone. Not for one that had killed a man with intent and purposely through enmity and malice, but for one that did it ignorantly, unaware, and without design. Accidents are always possible. But in ancient times, a kinsman of the slain man could rise and claim the slayer's life. He who had slain was open to be slain. Thus, with such a man, there could be no inward peace, no happiness or security. Every moment could startle him. In any travel, an ambush may be laid for him. His life would be a continual terror. But God provided a means of rescue for such a man. 6 cities were to be set apart at various points in the land. And in a small country, they were easily accessible. The Sanhedrin, the governing body, saw to it that there was nothing to impede a man fleeing there. Neither a hill, nor a dale, nor a river, and nothing was to retard him. Thou shalt prepare thee a way. Deuteronomy 19 and verse 3. And these cities of refuge then provided sanctuary for a man. In them, the manslayer was secure. Here, security enclosed him in its arms. Within the walls of these cities, there was nothing to alarm or to frighten. The one condition was that he abide there while the high priest lived. The death of the high priest dissolved all claims against the slayer, and the slayer was free from vengeance and could go forth and move from place to place. Now the slayer represents each sinner. We have slain, God-given time, God-given duty, God-given talent, even our own soul. Our lifestyle has produced a great deal of guilt, and we have often cut down God's means of grace. Just as the manslayer in the story did not plot his deed, so sinners have blindly committed offenses against the Lord God through ignorance and unwatchful thought. Thus we are pursued by wrath. Vengeance presses hard upon us. At any moment we could fall, never to rise. Such were the hunted. Now think of the pursuers. First, God's justice pursues the sinner. Justice has very strong claims. It has often been offended. It has a God-given right to execute vengeance. It is swift and strong and terrible. This foe follows hard after us, wherever we go. It is always close to our heels. Its wrath is righteous, and we have no safeguard against such wrath. The law, too, pursues us. It demands absolute love to God and to our neighbor, from the cradle to the grave. There can be no exception, no matter what our station, rank or talent may be. All who transgress the law are subject to the pursuit and vengeance by the law. And whoever lives who has not transgressed that law, there it follows all men with its curse and stern condemnation. In the realm of the natural life, there is no escape. We cannot hide from this inexorable pursuer. Satan, too, pursues the sinner. He claims every sinning soul as his own. His delight is to slaughter sinful men and drag them into his own bed of flames. His eye is keen for all who are sin marked. He knows his victims. There is no fortress of earth's making which is stronger than the arms of Satan. All these are adversaries of our souls and rush after us in hot pursuit. Now look to the refuge. But sinners need not die. There is a refuge in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, of whom these cities of refuge are a type and picture. God has been pleased to set up for us in his beloved Son a sanctuary of security. We read in Romans 8 and chapter 1, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Nothing could give the manslayer liberty except the death of the high priest. He must stay in the city until the death of the high priest. Then only was he given real liberty. Then he could return to the land and the tribe to which he belonged, to his possessions and his inheritance, whatever he had, and to all the honors and privileges he before enjoyed. Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is the believer's city of refuge. He is Jehovah Jesus, so that none can pluck us from his covering hands. His finished work has built up the walls and towers and bulwarks of his city. Upon the altar of that city are inscribed the words, Christ died. Justice sees these words and turns back. It can no longer cry any claim, for our heavenly surety has given his life for mine. The law's stern curse falls harmless to the ground. Our Lord has borne the curse, so that all in him are safe and secure. Satan cannot enter these gates. Within these walls, believers are washed, cleansed, made fair and beautiful. They are no longer Satan's property. He cannot touch those whose sins have been blotted out. All sensible sinners flee to Christ for shelter and safety, which supposes danger in themselves from God's law and justice. So sinners flee to Christ from the wrath to come. Christ is a sure place of refuge. No other but he can serve the sinner's purpose. Thus we are to make haste and flee to him. As the cities of refuge were readily available, so is Christ as the refuge for sinners. His outstretched arms invite us. The open gates are near at hand. Every believer comes within this refuge. And here within this refuge is the peace of God which rules in the heart of every man that flees to Christ. Cities of refuge also mean a gathering place. And through the effectual calling of our Lord, we are gathered unto him, which is an act of God's grace. These cities were of God's appointing. So Christ, as our Savior, the rock and refuge of his people, is appointed and God ordained for us. In him, all impediments are taken out of the way. We have a clear direction to safety. And in him, we find joy unspeakable and full of glory. Abiding in him, we are safe in life and in death, forever and forever. Now hear the words of John Douglas Sutherland Campbell, Duke of Argyll. Unto the hills around do I lift up my longing eye. O whence for me shall my salvation come? From whence arise? From God the Lord doth come my certain aid. From God the Lord, who heaven and earth hath made. He will not suffer that thy foot be moved. Safe shalt thou be. No careless slumber shall his eyelids close. Who keepeth thee? Behold, our God, the Lord, he slumbereth ne'er, who keepeth Israel in his holy care. Jehovah is himself thy keeper true, thy changeless shade. Jehovah thy defense on thy right hand, himself hath made. And thee no sun by day shall ever smite, no moon shall harm thee in the silent night. From every evil shall he keep thy soul, from every sin. Jehovah shall preserve thy going out, thy coming in. Above thee watching, he whom we adore shall keep thee henceforth, yea, forevermore. Amen.